to Damon and Ratto, brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
We are back. It is Damon and Ratto, except it's not Damon, except it is Damon, because he's going to join us in just a second. I'm Matt Kolsky, in for Damon today, alongside Ray Ratto. And listen, download the Odyssey app for me, because then you'll hear Damon and Ratto. And after Damon and Ratto, you'll hear me normally with Kolsky and company. And subscribe to both of those podcasts, then you won't miss any of either of those shows. Plus, the app has hundreds of exclusive music stations available right now. They got sports stations just for you, curated by sports and music fans. Check out Troy Hughes' stadium anthems, you know? You want to get ready for a big game? Get those jock jams rocking? The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. And joining us now, the man who usually sits right where I'm, well, not literally where I'm sitting, because if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, you can see I'm in my home studio, as is Ray Ratto. Damon also in his home studio, but it is off air today because he is a little under the weather. Damon, how you doing?
You don't want to see this, and you probably don't want to hear it either. I do not feel good. I've been through more Kleenex than Woodstock went through rolling papers in the last 4 or 5 days. And thanks for filling in, Matt. Have you and Ray worked together before?
No. It's a maiden voyage of sorts. It's very exciting. I'm thrilled to be here. Quickly, before we get too deep into it, and by the way, for anyone who doubted the severity of Damon's head cold, my eyes are tearing up just listening to you talk.
Thank you.
We do have a few injury updates. Debo Samuel going to be out 1 to 2 weeks. Linebacker Fred Warner, his hamstring going to keep him out at least for this week. Marcel Harris is in the concussion protocol. Dre Greenlaw is day-to-day. And Trey Sermon going to be out a while with the ankle, possibly headed to IR. So that's all the injury news. Now, I've been told by you directly, Damon, that you had a big thought from the weekend that it was important to you to get on the air, so I want to hear it.
Yeah, but first of all, that's big injury news all the way around for the Niners, man. That's, you know, they got to go win games without two of their best players, maybe three of their best players on both sides of the ball now, and that's not going to be easy. What a dogfight with Minnesota. It's a good thing Kirk Cousins wants to line up under a right guard.
Is that incredible?
Look, it was a fair fight, and the Niners won it. It was an important win. I saw their playoff chances like rocket up to 80%, but is Ray here? Is Ray there for sure?
I'm Ray, waiting for you to start coughing up phlegm.
So I had phlegm for Thanksgiving dinner. Thanks for asking. So I honestly, I've lost such a sense of taste and smell. I gave myself a COVID test this morning, like an at-home COVID test, because I know that's one of the biggest, like, you might have COVIDs. And right. I don't have it, thank goodness. But I coffee or hot water tastes the exact same to me right now. That's how closed up and shut down I am. But congratulations, Lucas, Lincoln Riley. That was huge. I mean, I was so sick. I was on the couch in the den for 4 days in a row. I watched every single game in America, basically. I was so ready to do today's show. And copious amounts of notes. You know how I act. Here's what I got. I've never seen Steph Curry that pissed off in my entire life, and I love it, and I want him to stay right there. When he gets a bad call against him, I want him to take these trash-ass referees and dunk on them, publicly humiliate them as much as humanly possible. His mantra should be, for the rest of the year, I'm the most important player on the planet, and you will officiate me as such. I mean, that was the best, angriest Steph Curry of all time. And then you saw what happened when he went to the dark side. The Warriors went on a run that just couldn't be stopped. And it's what needs to happen. If I'm Joe Lacob after that game, I am on the phone with Adam Silver saying, don't you ever let my guy not get a call like that again. You call all your lackey, slacky, slap-you-know-what officials and tell them, breathe on Curry going in for a layup. It's a whistle. That's how that guy should be officiated. If The league thinks it can get its shots in on him. He's the most valuable resource in the NBA. There's not a single player in the entire league that could get injured that would be more important than him being injured. Kevin Durant could never play another basketball game. It wouldn't matter as much as Steph Curry missing a month this year because he twisted an ankle. He is the most important player in sports. He is the number one show in sports. Until, of course, USC is winning Rose Bowls again, Lucas. But
all
it's
right. Fight on.
We'll all be dead by then.
I sure hope so.
I don't know. I think like the transfer portal is going to really. Anyways, back to Curry. Good God, this awesome mini 2-game series with the Suns should be great. But I really mean it. I don't ever want to see Steph get chopped in half again and not have like everyone on the Warriors bench should just get up and start pounding that official. I really mean it. I physically threaten the SOB who won't blow a whistle on the most important resource in sports.
Counterpoint, if he's going to do that every time, you know, maybe let it go.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Tiven got teed up. That's a great thing.
He did.
And it's not the biggest tantrum he's ever thrown anyway, because the
just
time
he didn't
threw
throw
his
the
mouth,
guard
in Portland... Yeah. That's the best. Yeah. That's when you're taking things out of your own face.
That, but
you know what though?
Throwing them.
The technical to the ref, I think, is actually like a bigger step in the direction of misbehavior than throwing the mouth guard even is.
If Juan Toscano-Anderson hadn't like gotten right in there, like Curry might have gone nose to nose with the official, and good, you know, it's maybe the most important play Toscano-Anderson makes this year. You know, because he prevented what could have been a suspendable situation. But, I mean, like, look, I've seen him throw the mouthpiece. He wasn't half as pissed off as he was at not getting that call. And I love it. Keep it right there, Steph. Keep your needle in the red the rest of the way when you think you're getting jobbed. Every great player stands up for himself, except for this guy. His entire career, he has sat there and taken his medicine, and he has not said a peep about a single poor officiated moment of his career, and there have been thousands of them. He gets the worst whistle in the history of NBA superstars, and that nonsense has got to end. It's got to end now. And if he has to carry out a one-man screw all of you guys campaign, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I actually agree with every single bit of that. And I think, honestly, he did take it to a different level than I've ever seen, specifically in the way he charged the ref and just the doing the little technical thing.
Yeah,
that was significantly later. You know, that was 5-10 minutes of game time, not to mention real time.
How hot he stayed the entire time.
Exactly. He was really upset about that. And I do wonder if it's not just the accumulation of he does get banged and bumped and jostled because it's the only strategy. The only strategy. It's the right strategy. You know,
here's
sure, you can box in the right situation, but the best thing to do is hit that guy because the only thing he doesn't have is size, and he's as strong as he can be for his size, but the only thing he can't hurt you with is his size, so of course you try to take advantage, but you're right, the league has got to protect him.
The league isn't, I mean, the league's not going to be able to do that, though. I mean, if you look at some of the other guys in this league that get pounded, this is a function of the way they've changed the rules and how they are interpreted. And they're going back to a basketball of 15 years ago, which predates Curry's beginning. And I'm not going to defend the call. The call was brutal. But give me him teeing up an official every time. And secondly, unless the officials are going to be told to revert to 2020 rules or 2019 rules or 2018 rules, contact is going to be part of this from now on. And he's the one guy in this league who's adapted to every other twist and turn of the way the rule book is interpreted. And I would expect that he will be able to do that this time.
Look, he's adapted to everything the NBA has thrown at him. Just give him a fair whistle is what I'm saying. Give him a fair whistle. He hasn't gotten the benefit of a superstar's whistle in his entire career. And he is not just a superstar. He is the single most important individual entity in all of sports. including Max Scherzer's new deal. I mean, he is more important than everyone. That's who he is. That's who he is. And if the NBA loses Steph Curry, they're going to have to mail money back to their advertisers because people are going to be turning off this league left and right. He is the single biggest draw in the world right now. And he needs a better whistle than he's gotten up to this point in his career. Does he need to win another unanimous MVP in order to get that whistle? Because he's about to. I mean, he's about to. So, you know, maybe that'll have to be it. But in the meantime, by the way, this is the most normal I've felt in 5 days. Thank you very much for letting me come on and do this. It really
absolutely is.
Oh, I feel like I'm my skin's growing back on my body. I'm feeling normal again here. But it is
your voice is starting to trail off again.
Yeah, yeah. It's I mean it, man. This is I wouldn't wish this on anybody. But it is there is my one observation from a weekend of sports, from the hottest of hot stoves you've seen in baseball in years, from Debo and the Niners and a massive win, to all the college football upsets and great day on Saturday, to everything. That Steph Curry moment stood out to me the most, and he can keep it in the red, and I think the Warriors are better off for it. And it's time threats be made.
Damon, go get yourself like a hot toddy or something. Lie back down on the couch. Get yourself feeling good.
Say hi to the playmaker for me. Thank you for filling in again, Matt. Ray, kisses.
Heat up some brandy and pour it directly into your eye.
Done.
Whoa.
Sports don't build character.
No, because that will make you feel better.
I got to say, that advice started off so innocently. I thought you were going to give like kind sage wisdom, and instead you just instructed him to burn his own eyeballs out.
No, right? What I did was recognize that the way he sounds now, mere brandy down his throat won't do it. You have to get it closer to the place where the phlegm is.
Ray, you just like squirt it up the nose.
Your bedside manner is second to none. And welcome everyone to your 4 o'clock hour.